Hey guys, welcome back to the Rightcoin podcast. This week I'm going to be talking about the plan that the Mint has for the American Silver and Gold Eagles. I'm going to talk about the background of the term we use to measure, which is troy ounces. And I have a little bit of American Silver Eagle trivia, because I don't know much about the Gold Eagles, so I just went with Silver Eagle, because I know something about those. And I also have a special announcement about a new segment that I think you guys will find pretty interesting, and I think it is actually a pretty interesting segment. And off of that, this is the announcement of it. I want to introduce this new segment. It's called In the Mail. The segment is interesting things I get either physical mail from the U.S. Postal Service, or you guys mail something, or I get an email. So it could be questions about the hobby, or like things you want to know about, stuff like that. Or it could be like physical mail, like an interesting coin that one of you guys sends me, or something that I ordered from a company and I think, oh, this is cool, I found this, I ordered it, I bought it, I got it, it's in the mail. I thought it would be interesting. So that's just kind of the end of that. That's my idea with that. I'm going to have this at the end of like each episode from, I think this is 10, so it's going to go through like 14, because that's the segments I'm recording today. So you guys will feel that over about the next month, roughly. Sorry about that. But anyway, going into the term of the week, I told you you're going to be measuring. So it's the term of the week, troy ounces. So where does that come from? So I did get this off of a website. They emailed it to me. I signed up for a newsletter. They sent me this. I thought it was a pretty interesting little article. So, and it will be linked below, like, the rest of the articles I use. But, anyway, this is me reading from the article. It's not really me. I haven't summed anything up, but it's pretty neat. So, starting here, it says, we can look back for thousands of years in history, especially in the Bible, seeing the seriousness of using equal, quote, equal weights and measurements, tongue-tied, end quote. you've seen it represented and satirized in books and movies, but the scales of justice representing this concept best. There's no surprise that people have found ways to grab more than their fair share if they could. Over 1,000 years ago, as world economies grew, money became a form of trade, and that's how it needed to be standardized. Not everyone agrees on how this came to pass, but the one troy ounce was born. The most likely source of monetary standardization that would be called the troy ounce was the Roman Empire. Their system used a breakdown of bronze bars into 12 unica, or ounces, I'm going to say that, that roughly equaled 31.1 grams an ounce, the same as a troy ounce today. Though most experts agree with this, the name troy ounce is attributed to Troyes, France, where standard sizes were made for European trade 1,000 years ago. Still, others want to attribute the apothecary system, or even certain Eastern dialects that use the word troy, T-R-O-I, which meant balance. Regardless of the origin, the troy ounce is a standard unit of measurement for precious metals today. Even the United States Mint standardized our precious metal coins to troy ounces in 1828. The main difference, standard ounce is the weight. The main difference between troy ounce and standard ounce is the weight in grams. I lost my train of thought there for a minute. The troy ounce is 31.1 grams versus a 28.35 grams for a standard 1 ounce. That would be 16 would make a pound. It's 28.35 grams. So what is the future of the troy ounces? New collectors often find the system confusing, and there are some push to move the metric system. In 2016, the popular Chinese Panda series stopped using troy ounces and started to produce their coins in sizes from 1 gram to 30 grams. Some bullion bars are also still being produced using the metric system. However, the use of troy ounces is not going away anytime soon. Don't worry about it, guys. I'm sure there's a lot of precious metal stackers. Don't worry about it. It has been the standard for too long to be abandoned now. With more people collecting coins than ever before, the troy ounce will continue to make sure everything is operating in equal weights and measures. So if you're worried about the troy ounce going poof, don't worry. It's been around way too long for anything to happen to it. So following that short story about the troy ounce, I'm sure someone finds that fascinating. I think it's pretty neat. I'm sure if you read it yourself, it would be more interesting than listen to me talk about it. So off of that, we have the trivia question. And the question is, how long has the American Silver Eagle been minted? Some of you longtime collectors might know. I had an idea. I couldn't remember. So, but there are four choices: 25 years, 30 years, 27 years, or 15 years. So, take your guesses. I'll tell you at the end of the episode. You'll find out then. So, following that, we have the article. This was written by Joshua McMorrow Hernandez for CoinWeek and was published November 1st, 2019. The U.S. Mint has announced new reverse designs and will be coming out with the popular American Silver Eagle, the ASE, and the American Gold Eagle, the AGE, age, coins in 2021. So, there's a change coming in 2021, so we have the 2020. And they're changing. The Silver and Gold Eagles, released in 1986 as the first coins of the United States Mint American Eagle Bullion Coin Program, have retained the same design since their inception. The design change is both necessary and symbolic. The new reverse designs will incorporate state-of-the-art security and anti-counterfeiting technology, and they will be unveiled during the 35th anniversary year of the American Eagle Bullion Coin Program. That's a mouthful. The obverses of the ASE and AGE coins, I just lost my place. Crud. This is what I get for using a computer and not paper. 35th anniversary of the American Eagle Bullion Coin Program. The obverses of the ASE and AGE coins feature timeless designs that may that many consider one of the most beautiful ever produced by United States Mint. I cannot talk today. It is Monday, and I am feeling it, and it is affecting me hard. The Silver Eagle features Adolph A. Weiman's famous Walking Liberty, as originally seen on the half dollar from 1916 through 1947, while the Gold Eagle coins carry Augustus St. John's beautiful Striding Liberty, imagery from the $20 gold double eagle struck from 1907 through 1933. When the ASE and the AGE first premiered in 1986, the classic Weinman and St. John's motifs on the obverses were paired with modern designs from contemporary artists. John Mercanti, a sculptor/engraver, created a stylized heraldic eagle design for the ASE reverse, and Miley Busick contributed from her, quote, family of eagles, end quote, reverse for the various AGE coins. The only thing that's changing is the reverses of the coins. The classic obverses, they're staying the same. So the back is changing, front is not, for less confusion. Because that's, I have to think about that sometimes, like, okay, which one's which? So I get caught up in it a little bit sometimes. So I just say that for people who aren't sure or like me and get confused sometimes. United States Mint Chief of Corporate Communications, Todd Martin. Okay, so United States Mint Chief of Corporate Communications. I want someone to say that three times fast, because I ain't. Todd Martin tells CoinWeek, quote, United States Mint Director David J. Ryder has assembled an anti-counterfeiting interdisciplinary team within the Mint that is researching and reviewing both overt and covert options to enhance the protection of our bullion products, and we have made great progress in developing state-of-the-art anti-counterfeiting measures for bullion coins. We are prepared to implement changes that will enhance the security of the gold and silver bullion coin program, thus ensuring continued confidence in our bullion products for years to come, he adds. We are indeed planning a redesign of the American Eagle silver and gold coins in honor of the 35th anniversary of the American Eagle program. However, there are no plans to redesign the American Eagle platinum or palladium coins. So if you collect either of those, there's no change. If you're like me and broke, don't worry about it. I have seen the prices for platinum and palladium. I will never be able to afford those. It is crazy. East as a college student, an 18-year-old who is broke, I will never be able to afford those because they're like several thousand an ounce, and I don't have several thousand dollars to spend on that. Believe me, college textbooks, have you seen those? Whew. Anyway... The new reverse designs mark a new milestone for what are inarguably the most popular modern bullion coins in the world, not to mention the beginning of new subtypes for those who collect these bullion coins. Certainly both the American Silver Eagle and American Gold Eagle coins enjoy much attention from coin collectors who pursue not just the special numismatic finish versions of these coins, but also the bullion quality finish designed more patently for precious metals investors. Patently for precious metals investors. A lot of peas. I'm having that day. Anyway, perhaps the most important numismatic effect of new reverse designs for the silver and gold bullion coins is a numismatic bookending for the earlier span of issues in these series, creating a tidy finish line for individuals who wish to terminate their collections of American silver equal coinage over American equal coinage at the present point. While relatively few collectors pursue the bullion quality gold eagles date by date due to the cost of those higher value coins, countless collectors assemble sets of ASEs by year. It is reasonable to believe that the promise of coming design changes for the ASE and AGE series will help usher in a wave of new collector interest for those coins. This may in turn help propagate more collector demand for the scarcer issues in those series, particularly for the silver eagles, which are already in which already enjoy a large crossover market between both investors and collectors, and both several legitimately scarce issues. So what they're hoping is they're trying to do like they did with the state quarter program, trying to get more people in coin collecting. They're trying to do it a little bit with the silver eagles. So it's a pretty good idea to do it, and they're doing it for the anniversary. They're timing it pretty good for that. And they're also doing it because counterfeiting problems. That is also a pretty big problem. So they have several reasons to do this. They're hoping to get more collectors, security, things like that. They got pretty good reasons to be changing the coin after 35 years. Anyway, back to this. Most notably, the scarce ASEs include the 1994 P-Proof, the 1996 Bullion Strike, the Burnished 2000... Okay, this I forgot about this part, but it's essentially just listing all the rare stuff. I'm just going to skip that because you guys can go look that up, or if you collect them, let me know. Because I sort of collect them for the, more for silver, but they are cool to look at. But I'm not listing off every single rare coin for you guys to look at. So I forgot about that section; it slipped in there. The silver and gold American Eagle coins already enjoy widespread appeal, and are among the quote-unquote gateway coins that mass promoters advertise in non-numismatic general readership publications to help lure new customers into the coin hobby. However, the advent of new American Eagle reverse design offers innumerable opportunities for coin dealers to pitch the series to both collectors and non-collectors from a marketing standpoint. In the short term, collectors can expect to see a flurry of advertisements for the newly designed 2021 American Eagle coins, print and television spots for the latest ever silver eagle bearing Mercanti's heraldic eagle reverse, increased spotlight on the gold eagles with Busek family of eagles motif, and much scholarly numismatic decision on the new, yet to be unveiled security technologies that will be incorporated into the new designs. In the long term, collectors will see at least two new types of set collections unfold for the ASE: the 86-2020 heraldic eagle reverse set, another collection based on the new yet unnamed reverse design type. Obviously, new subtype based sets will also be created for the four AGE series, but again, these sets are assembled with much less frequency than the relatively more affordable Silver Eagle series. Subsequently, publishers and numismatic supply companies have vast opportunities to cash in on these new reverse designs by updating or creating new products reflecting these changes. The new designs will require a plethora of informational updates to a variety of coin books profiling the silver and gold American Eagles, and thus the creation of new editions for various existing text volumes. So they're saying they're going to make more books and folders and holders and things like that to quote-unquote commemorate, if I could talk, the new design, essentially. So they're saying, oh, suppliers are going to be like, oh, we can get in on this train. Let's jump on this train. Let's get going. So a chance for them to make money, basically. We will also see the inevitable release of the 1986 to 2020 album, holders, and displays for the original ASE and AGE coins, along with products emblazoned with a 2021 date-to-date run for the newer coins. The change will also necessitate the creation of update pages for the fancier coin albums, where new page subheaders or titles narratively reflecting the new reverse design. Time will tell what impacts the new reverse designs hold for the numismatic community, but the coming changes to the American Eagle silver and gold coins may prove to be among the most successful and popular initiatives from the United States Mint since the inception of the 50 state quarters in 1999, Needless to say, all will benefit from the implementation of cutting-edge security features for the American Eagle coins, which have been the subject of an increasing number of convincing counterfeits in recent years. Meanwhile, the announced changes are creating a sense of great anticipation among collectors who have longed for fresh designs on the five silver and gold United States bullion coins that have remained virtually unchanged since the days of President Ronald Reagan and the Cold War. So that was the end of the article, guys. And basically, the last little bit was just saying that they're wanting to get more people in the hobby. So there we go. Anyway, the trivia question, as we close, is the trivia question was, how long has the American Silver Eagle been in production? And the answer was C, 27 years. That's it, guys. I hope you'd enjoy the episode. Make sure, if you have any questions, comments, or critiques, you can email me at therightcoinpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to participate in the In the Mail series, email me there. We'll talk about it. I also have a Discord set up for this that I've just now thought about. I'll make sure I put a link to it in the description so you guys can go check it out, join it, and talk in there and things, hang out, and we'll see how that goes. All right, that's it, guys. See you on the next one.